Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and man, I am excited this week. Got a longtime friend and a guy that's brought hope to thousands of people in Central Kentucky. He's a native of Georgia, but came to Central Kentucky and started at Southland Christian as our youth minister in 1979. And our paths crossed when my family started attending Southland in 1983, and then Brewster and I were part of a mission trip team that went to Jamaica in 1992, where we had 10 fun days together and really got to know this guy's heart, his fun personality, and his love for Jesus. And this week, we're going to be talking about a variety of topics from his latest endeavor in ministry, McLeod's Coffee House over on Southland Drive, memories of working with Wayne Smith, Jesus Prom, and much, much more. So I hope that you'll be sure to join us each day and maybe tell a friend. But Brewster McLeod's our guest, not a stranger to many of you, but Brewster, after that house fire back in November, you're just glad to be here, aren't you, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm glad to be here. What an introduction. Man, you took me back the last 42 years to 1979 when started at Southland. 78, by the way, I was an intern, summer intern.
Okay.
And then in 77, went to Southland just for a college group, Cincinnati Bible College, and went to Southland. So that was my first time to even knowing about Southland and Lexington. So it's great to be here. I can't believe it's been 42 years since youth ministry. But the years fly by, and they get better. I think they get better. I mean, because they hadn't gotten worse. But you know what? It's a Romans 8:28. All things work together. Mm. That's what it is. Mountaintops and valleys. And I tell you what, you can't lay around in the valley. You got to get up. Mm. And you know, and the Lord will help you and be with you, because we've all had them. You know, mountaintops and valleys, and they're fun. They really are fun. However, we all have them.
Well, that is so true. You've definitely walked through a lot of valleys with a lot of people and helped them have hope. But talk to us about, you know, when did you know that, hey, I think I'm going to be in ministry?
So in high school, very active, a great high school, Southwest DeKalb, which, again, I think it's a place where it's a breeding ground for UK football players, because the past players have come from Decatur, Georgia, and DeKalb County. But Southwest DeKalb, I was student council president. Very active in youth ministry at Mount Carmel Christian Church. Marched in the band, and that was okay, but that's another day for another subject. But
did you play an instrument, or what did you do?
I played trumpet.
Did you?
And
okay.
I'll shoot right to it. In a big major contest, marching in the band, my pants came down. I know that's a terrible way to start this radio show, but they did come down, and if I talk much more about it, I'll need to go back for therapy. But it really did happen. Southwest DeKalb Marching Panther Band, Decatur, Georgia. We had a great band, and we still had a great band, but it was the most humiliating, humbling thing. So I have been humbled many a times, but it was there. And so very active in the high school. And you know what? I wanted to go to the University of Georgia and be a high school teacher. That was what I had my heart set on. My SAT score was terrible. Like, I was not a good test taker. And so church camp, June or July of 79, of 75, and my preacher, who's from Lexington, Kentucky, Jack Ballard, was raised in Lexington with Gerald Denny and J.D. Smith at Broadway Christian Church. And Jack Ballard said, Brewster, you need to go in the ministry. And he just saw something that week at church camp. I knew about Cincinnati Bible College, but I had never been there. I knew about Wayne Smith just because it was Jack Ballard's best friend, but I had never really been with Wayne or met him. And then that summer, church camp, the next week, we flew to Cincinnati. Wayne picked us up. This big, heavy-set guy picked us up, and we laughed the whole time, and we ate the whole time. Skyline, every place we got on the highway, Wayne wanted to exit to go to this place. Skyline Chili, Donut Days. I mean, there were five different places, and we were within 10 miles of the college. And so that was my first introduction there. But Ballard had a big influence on me, and he said, I'll pay for your college. And wow. So whether he did or Mount Carmel did, he knew I was a PK, plumber's kid. And he loved the plumber and his wife, and that's my mom and dad.
Well, tell about the impact your mom and dad had on you and just the ministry and their hearts, man.
So mom and dad, good folks. We weren't wealthy. We had wealth from the family, and lived in two houses all my life. Decatur, downtown Decatur, Georgia, and then we built a house in 65, and yeah, they were just common people. And when I say common, they, you know, we weren't money people at all. I mean, not at all. I remember every now and then on Thanksgiving, there was a turkey or some a bag of food, seriously, on our door. Wow. I don't know where it came from, but we weren't dirt poor, but I just didn't realize that, you know, a plumber back then, you know, maybe today's different, but we did. We were active in church. We love the Lord. My brother and sister, they raised a lot of cane in the 70s, and so a hippie brother and a hippie sister. And so we had drugs as a part of our home. However, my parents just kept on. That was probably that having a druggy brother and sister probably allowed the Lord to use them to direct me into ministry. Mm. And so, Greg, so when I experienced that and I saw my parents cry, I saw my parents pray, I saw my parents get mad, you know, that had a big influence on me. So, I mean, to this day, I've never been drunk, never smoked a joint, you know what I mean? I attributed part of it to them. My brother, who is 72 years old, 71 or 72, he's homeless in Savannah, Georgia. Now, I love him, though he's homeless. And it's interesting that I tell you that because I did not plan to say that. But you know what? Wayne Smith, when I first started working with Wayne, he told me a little bit of his family history, that he was the only kid of Lily B. Smith and Mr. Smith. And he had stepbrothers. But he told me, he confided in me that one of his brothers, I want to say Vernon, was in prison at one time. Well, after Wayne said that to me, I felt free to share with him about my brother Jerome. I love my brother Jerome. Probably a little bit of a prodigal. He's not lost, but he's just still kind of going place to place. But I will say this, my brother never cared about Levi jeans. He never cared about the latest fashions. And so part of this homelessness, and he does live in a place now, but part of this homelessness is just he never gave a rip about, you know, materialistic things, you know what I mean? So that part I've grasped from it, but he still rebels because recently he stayed in my house, and God love him, I picked him up in my house to go to church. What did he have on? My suit. He put my suit on because he thinks you should still dress up. And back then in the 60s and 70s, he was wearing Levi jeans with a flag sewn on the rear of it. Right, you know what I mean? Right. And so I thought, oh my gosh, he's still rebelling, but I'm going to love him anyways. But it caused me also to, at Southland Church, those 20 years of youth ministry, it caused me to give attention to show not favoritism, but show favor to families that are going through problems with drugs, alcohol. Also, though, love them. You know what I mean? Love them. I mean, the McKinneys, I'll just use them. The McKinneys, we did 1,000 pool parties at their house, and my high school kids knew that that refrigerator by the pool, they could drink out of. The other refrigerator, they could not even open, you know, because it was other things that we weren't allowed to have in the youth ministry or Baptist church or wherever. But you know what? But I still love the McKinneys, and they were still very gracious. And so again, like you and I both have, Wayne had a big influence, and my preacher also had a big influence. I mean, he would hang out with anybody, and he would show the waitress at Waffle House just as much attention as the governor's wife.
Well, I love that, and obviously great role models, and Jack Ballard, Wayne Smith. Let's talk about when you started Southland, though. It wasn't actually meeting out on Harrodsburg Road in Jessamine County. It was at Hillendale. Talk about
371 Hillendale. I love addresses. 5001 Harrodsburg Road, but 371 Hillendale is where I started. Lived on Hill Court. And I kept moving to different houses because I was mainly youth minister, teenagers, junior high, high school. But my whole, I guess, job description was nursery to college age. And so I did that. And that's so funny that I did that for like 4 years until we hired Monty.
Wow. So you did from nursery to college age. Oh, I did not know that.
So I'm teaching junior church. And I remember one elders meeting, I raised my hand. I said, could I possibly get some help? Maybe hired part-time help. And some man, I know him today, he said, Brewster, we hired you as youth minister, and that's what you need to do. And so that's fine. However, now all that age group has like 34 people in those positions. But you know what? It was excellent. So doing youth ministry with the teenagers, I just kind of did. I wanted at least once a week for them to meet with me and meet with them. And I don't know why we use this title. It was called Bible Rap, R-A-P. There was no rapping done, no music other than from a boombox. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There was no movies shown, not like VHS, but 16-millimeter movies we showed, you know, for a couple years. And so every Wednesday night, they met at my house. And so I kept moving different places, not to get a bigger house, but to get a bigger great room. And so I think the first 5 years I was in Lexington, I had moved to five or six houses. That's because apartment complexes would kick me out simply because there were 85, 90 high school kids. And so it was just, you know what? It high school youth ministry was awesome. Loved it. Junior high as well. But I loved a little bit of the radicalness of – I loved going to Tate's Creek High School to eat lunch with my teenagers, Lafayette High School, Dunbar as that opened up, and different high schools just to have lunch with them. And to be honest, it's still radical to do that now. And some of the youth ministers, they may really miss out on it. But I think going to where they are, I wasn't trying to smuggle Bibles and, you know, trying to preach on campus. I was just going to eat lunch with my high school kids. And then I got to know teachers. Then I would get to know then I'd get to teach in school. And then EBCE, then I'd get to have some students come. And so it's funny, separation of church and state was very strong back then. However, there's no separation of church and state when almost every church is doing a backpack program for every elementary school in Fayette County and Jessamine County.
Great point. Well, talk to us. I read an article that Steve Flaherty did on you a few years ago that early on in ministry, you surrounded yourself with sponsors and leaders, and you saw the importance of that. Talk about that.
Yeah, so you have to. And even now in the coffee house, even at the Jesus Farm, you've got to surround yourself with people that have that same passion as you with youth ministry, with Todd Tyler doing music ministry. He had to surround himself. Wayne had to do it with people. He had to surround himself with good elders and deacons. But, you know, putting people around you so it doesn't all fall on you. Now, every now and then, I know you've been here too, but, you know, every now and then I'll catch myself going to Kroger to buy 500 hot dogs, and I'm going, dang, there are 100 people that would love to be buying 500 hot dogs, and why do I have to be doing it? I'm not too good for it, but there's a lot of people that would love to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And maybe it's just because I waited to the last minute for something, but that ADHD creeps in every now and then, and so I have to tame that ADHD. But no, man, just surrounding it, and then, you know, I attribute all that growth. Wayne would say, Brewster, when all is said and done, it's because of youth ministry. You, Todd, and Monty, and all them that we're running, that Southland's running 10,000, 14,000, whatever. You know, but I always complimented Wayne when he would always compliment me and go, man, Brewster, I think you had 600 people. Well, that's the preacher count. There were really 350, but Wayne would say double, you know. But, you know, I always had to compliment him to say, man, Wayne, it is an honor to you that Southland went on to the next minister, bro, went on to the next minister, Weiss. Even for me, when I transitioned out of youth ministry and Scott Hatfield took my place, it was a compliment to me that youth ministry doubled, youth ministry tripled. And when now Chapman Bean is doing the Access Ministry for Special Needs, it's an honor that he's doing better than me. You know, so that's the big compliment. You just got to step aside and be there if they need you.
Well, that is the greatest compliment to somebody when you build something, if it continues to grow after you leave. And we're talking with Brewster McLeod, if you just tuned in. Brewster, been in Lexington over 40 years, started out at Southland 79 as a youth pastor, and did 40 years there, and then started a coffee house called McLeod's Coffee House on Southland Drive that has just got a really special heart there for people that have some challenges. And, man, we're going to be talking more about that in programs to come, but he's going to be with us for three more programs. I hope you'll stay with us tomorrow as we continue talking about hope with Brewster McLeod. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.